from the campus of Hillsdale College in beautiful Hillsdale, Michigan. This is Scott Bertram in for Steve on the Steve Gruber Show, Monday, April 6, 2020. Here are three big things you need to know. Three, a proposal to ban fracking in Michigan could land on the ballot in November. State Appeals Court last week ruled in favor of fracking opponents and revived their efforts to present the issue to voters. Court said state election officials were wrong to reject petitions with more than 270,000 signatures back in 2018. Two, General Motors will start making face masks today at its once-shuttered Warren transmission plant to offset a severe shortage of masks caused by the pandemic. Once production's at full scale, GM will make 50,000 masks a day, or up to 1.5 million per month. And number one, Vice President Mike Pence says the people of Michigan will have resources that they need to fight COVID-19. He made the statement yesterday during a briefing at the White House. Michigan now has the third highest number of cases among all the states in the country. And that's where we start hour three of the Steve Gruber Show today. Thank you for joining us. Scott Bertram sitting in for Steve. No reason to be alarmed. I mean, unless you don't like me, then you could be alarmed. But Steve's fine. Day off Friday, day off today. I believe he will be back with you on tomorrow, on Tuesday. Other than that, again, thank you for joining me here at Hillsdale College on the campus of Hillsdale College, where I serve as general manager for the student radio station and also work in the journalism department and frequent guest host for the Steve Gruber Show. Mark Mix coming up this hour. Philip Wegman coming up this hour. White House correspondent for Real Clear Politics. Chat with both of them, and we'll see how many of these open tabs we can get to on my screen. Vice President Mike Pence yesterday saying that the people of Michigan will have the resources they need to fight COVID-19. Michigan brought up yesterday at the White House briefing. Now the third most confirmed cases in all U.S. states. Vice President Mike Pence saying, quote, Michigan and Illinois are at the forefront of our thinking, and at the president's direction, we're going to make sure the people of Illinois and the people of Michigan have the resources, equipment, and support that they need. He talked with Detroit's mayor and also, I believe, yes, with Governor Whitmer on Sunday as well. Mike Pence said he talked to both of them. And at the president's urging, he assured Governor Whitmer the administration is more than prepared to make whatever is needed available for not just Detroit, where, again, the area there where most of the cases are, but also across the entire state as well. So Mike Pence says they're standing by and they're waiting. We hear from both the president and from the Surgeon General this weekend that it could be a rough week. And I mentioned this earlier, but there's, you know, on both sides of the scale, good news and bad news, and they kind of figure, you got to figure out which day, or on each day, which one is outweighing the other. We get good news this morning. We have updated forecast for lower hospital bed needs, lower ICU bed needs, lower ventilator needs, lower death totals for the epidemic across the country. But on the other hand, we hear from both the president and the Surgeon General on Sunday that this week could be a very rough week as the deaths do begin to rise. We're still heading up in the number of deaths nationally. And perhaps some hospital systems are pushed very close to a breaking point, not just in Detroit, but also in New York City. Let's hear first from President Donald Trump yesterday. I believe right at the end of yesterday's briefing, President Trump cut one.
And I'm sure that... You know that all of us are going to be working very hard. We're working very hard. We are really coming up into a time that's going to be very horrendous, probably a time like we haven't seen in this country, wouldn't you say? I mean, I don't think we've seen a time like this in the country. And we're getting to that that point where it's going to really be some very bad numbers. We want to keep those numbers a lot lower than they would have been. And we will do that. We have tremendous talent working. We have tremendous people. And that includes governors. That includes everybody. Everybody's working. But unfortunately, we're getting to that time when the numbers are going to peak and it's not going to be a good looking situation. I really believe we probably have never seen anything like these kind of numbers, maybe during the war, during a world war, a world war one or two or something. But this is a war all and to itself, and it's a terrible thing. We will be seeing you soon. We'll keep you totally abreast. We're also going to be releasing new ventilator numbers because we have a lot of them coming and a lot of them going to different locations, and we appreciate it very much. Thank you. Thank
President you. Trump yesterday saying he'll keep us updated. It's nuts to see the same members of the media who complain for month after month after month that the president is not talking to us. He never talks to us. There's no White House briefings. I can't believe we're getting no information. The most secretive White House and all that. Now complaining that they are having daily briefings. I saw a number of people complaining yesterday that there was a Sunday briefing. There's no news happening here. I can't believe he's wasting our time like this. All right. Meanwhile, the Surgeon General, Jerome Adams, on NBC's Meet the Press yesterday, asked by Chuck Todd, the host, what would you say to those nine states, I believe there's nine, who have not issued stay-at-home, you know, shelter-in-place type orders as of yet? This is Surgeon General Jerome Adams, cut one.
Well, I would advise him to follow our 30 days to slow the spread guidelines. I ran a State Department of Health. I've talked to many of these governors, and here's what I say to them. Here's what I would say to them right now. The next week is going to be our Pearl Harbor moment. It's going to be our 9/11 moment. It's going to be the hardest moment for many Americans in their entire lives. And we really need to understand that if we want to flatten that curve and get through to the other side, everyone needs to do their part. 90% of Americans are doing their part, even in the states where they haven't had a shelter in place. But if you can't give us 30 days, governors, give us a week. Give us what you can so that we don't overwhelm our healthcare systems over this next week. And then let's reassess at that point. We want everyone to understand you've got to be Rosie the Riveter. You've got to do your part.
It sounds like at a minimum you'd wish every governor would issue at least 1 week.
I wish every governor would encourage the people in their states to follow these guidelines for 30 days. That's what I want. But I want them to do what they can within their states. We know that from a public health perspective, and I ran a public health department, right, whether it's smoking or opioids, there are all sorts of different rules and regulations in different states. You remember just last week, which was forever ago in Corona time, Governor Cuomo actually said it would be declaring war on the states to issue a federal quarantine. Governors are rightly protective of their ability to determine what's best for their citizens. We want them to have the science to make the best recommendations.
That's the U.S. Surgeon General Jerome Adams on NBC's Meet the Press yesterday. Both the Surgeon General and the President saying this week could be a rough week when it comes to coronavirus numbers, when it comes to deaths. This could be the worst week we've had so far. And I guess if we're lucky, it might be the worst week that we have. If we're successful in bending the curve and flattening the curve and beginning to come down the other side of this, there's still so much we don't know about the virus and about how we're going to react to it in the future. Real quickly, Prime Minister Boris Johnson over the weekend hospitalized. He's been battling coronavirus for 10 days. Queen Elizabeth II delivered a TV address over the weekend as well. Johnson this morning reportedly receiving some oxygen. Not in bad, terrible shape, but bad enough to head to the hospital and bad enough that's still battling the coronavirus symptoms after 10 days or so. Scott Bertram in for Steve here on the Steve Gruber Show.
Like you, all of us at Enbridge are thankful for the professionals who keep communities safe and healthy during this COVID-19 crisis. Our people live and work in communities like yours. And in this time of social distancing, we're using alternative work arrangements to keep people safe. We also know it's important we continue to safely deliver the affordable and reliable energy we all need to fuel our lives. Stay healthy. Stay safe. We're all in this together. Learn more at Enbridge.com/safety.
The Roxor Beast of a Sales event is here right now. Get $1,250 off of a 2019 Roxor and an extra year of warranty. That's an industry-leading 3 years of warranty. But then what else would you expect from a side-by-side unlike any other? Roxor is hand-assembled in the USA with a steel body, box steel frame, and a four-cylinder Mahindra turbo diesel engine. Plus, with a truck-like beltless transmission, you can expect less downtime and more off-road time. Hurry. The Roxor Beast of a Sales event is only for a limited time.
The Michigan Chamber of Commerce, the most powerful voice for business in Michigan.
I'm Jim Holcomb, Executive Vice President of the Michigan Chamber of Commerce. To say that we are in challenging times is an understatement. Employers and employees are struggling through no fault of their own. But in Michigan, We're tough and we're determined to get through this temporary situation. At the Michigan Chamber, we are working with policymakers at all levels of government to provide the necessary resources for business. We've assembled a coronavirus toolkit at michamber.com. We're providing factual information on unemployment benefits, financial relief resources, and guidance for employers and employees to stay safe. It's clear the business community is leading the way. They're protecting their employees, they're protecting their communities, and they're keeping Michigan economy strong. We'll get through this together. I'm Jim Holcomb from the Michigan Chamber of Commerce.
The Michigan Chamber of Commerce, moving Michigan